Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
If a 55-year-old beat-up professional wrestler could do this,
Diamond Cutter. Turn your palms out, spread your fingers wide, and push. I call it an exploding push-up. Black Crow. The 10-second YRG push-up.
What could you do?
An internet weight loss sensation. Nearly 3 million clicks to see Arthur Borman's transformation from this to this. 100 pounds gone with yoga?
Most people just want to lose weight. They want to feel better. They want to try to get their life back. Arthur wanted to do all that, but he really wanted to walk again. That's powerful.
If I can come this far without surgery, without drugs, without machines, without any of that,
what could you do?
I have been through every diet and every gym in Northern California. What DDP Yoga has done is bring it all back into perspective. You are flipping amazing.
If you take that first step and you start doing DDP Yoga, then you'll start to change your life.
DDP Yoga changed my life, and it will change yours.
Are you guys ready? Three, two, one.
Let's ignite this baby.
Yeah! High five.
Good God. It's the tower of power, the man in the hour too sweet to be sour.
Oh, that was
DDP. Or superstar Billy Graham. But it's me. It's DDP Diamond Dallas Page. And welcome to DDP Radio. We got a really special guest coming out here today, but I will get to that in a moment, because back from the woods, back from the hood, back from his time away from DDP Radio, Sparky, back. How are you, Sparky?
What's up, brother?
You know, I know you get off the radio for a while just to chill out, do your own thing, but I see you still all over the Team DDP Yoga message boards. I've caught you numerous times in the chat room. Dude, you're all over it, man. It's awesome.
That's cool, man. Thanks, man. Yeah, trying to get it over, trying to be there, stay in touch with the people, man. It was last week was awesome. We had a really good community show. And,
oh, yeah.
Just thanks all the people who tweeted afterwards and sort of gave me a welcome back. That was really cool, man. It's the community is awesome.
You know, and that's the reason why. It's DDP Radio, but DDP Radio is Sparky. It is Robert. It's Stacy, and then all you guys who come on here. And I step out of that sometimes just so you can just talk to Stacy and Sparky and Robert, and it isn't just become all about me running the show and all that stuff. I think it's really important because they are the people who put the work in. Sparky put the work in. Stacy put the work in, and I think it's really important for people, you know, that are in and amongst the community of Team DDP Yoga to hear, like, just directly from you guys. I think you're doing an awesome job. Stacy can't be with us today, but she will be back next week. And we are a week away, man. We are a week away. We will be doing our show before we hop on planes and fly to Mexico. The fly to Mexico for the DDP Yoga Retreat Extravaganza. And you know, for those of you who could make it this year, totally understandable. You know, I know it's a divot into your, you got to be able to save the money for that. But now you've got a whole year, and you should make it a goal, because we're going to come back with awesome footage, which I didn't even do last time. The Monster Motivator Doug took a bunch of footage, but it was mainly the workouts. We didn't get people hanging out and partying, and this ain't your normal yoga retreat where you're just eating fruit and vegetables and meditate. You know, this is we work out hard. We eat really, really good, and this whether you see the 5-star restaurants that are at this place, every restaurant is amazing, and they even, if you want to do the gluten-free and dairy-free thing, they make that accessible to everyone, but we also party, and, you know, I don't party every night, but I'm in and around with everybody every night that we're there, and it's, you know, it's 5 days and 4 nights. So next year, you want to start to get ready. And we'll do a little hype-up show next week about us going and what we're going to be doing. I want all the members out there who are coming that actually listen to the show, come on by and say a little something. I know Paula is treating herself for the first time to come into Mexico. And, you know, I'm really looking forward to meeting her and so many of the different members. It's going to be awesome. And speaking of new members that came in on this huge wave that's been all over the chat boards. She started all sorts of trouble left and right, but really good trouble, fun things on Team DDP Yoga. Yep. Stepping in for Stacy tonight, we have the one and only Kate doing her her virgin talking to here with DDP Radio. How you doing, Kate?
I'm good, Dal. I'm good. Thank you for having me.
Okay, now you get a voice of that face and all the stuff she writes on Team DDP Yoga. Before we get in,
all the
our not guests,
so PC stuff.
All right. Like I said, it's her virgin. So you say whatever you want. One of the things here, Kate, you step on each other. If you have something to say, just say it. You know, and get, you know, get involved with it. What we're doing here today, but I know you've listened to the show, and so you get it. I want to mention a couple things. First of all, you know, the video, Never Give Up video, the one that Steve did for Inspired the movie. And if there's anybody out there who wants to donate a dollar or two, you know, go to it's inspiredthemovie.com. Am I correct, Robert, when I say that?
That's right.
Okay, so and I want to welcome you, bro. We've got a lot of things we're working on for a new the new page for DDPYoga.com.
Yes.
You really sweet stuff. Tell little people about what you're creating there now, just to give it more uniformity.
Well, the main goal, I mean, because we're redoing the entire front page and we're adding video sliders, and the main goal was just to clean that page up and not take up so much space and just give it a whole new look. So hopefully it'll be a lot cleaner next time you see it.
Yeah, so that's going to be cool. And you'll be able to, like, if you send people to the site, they'll be able to see all of the, you know, all the videos that we have from being on Good Morning America when Arthur was on for that, or The Revolution will be up there. And they'll be up in that slider video. And then at the bottom, because I'm always, and I've got more I've got to put up there, but I'm always throwing out those, you know, superhero push-ups or, you know, the plank for 6 minutes. And I do that stuff so people can see where I'm at 55, 56. And if I could be doing this, what could you do with the whole program? But back to the video, Never Give Up, Arthur, Inspirational Transformation. It's gotten over 5.2 million hits now and still growing. And just got a – this is really cool. We just had Sean White, the guy who's the gold medalist snowboarder from 2006 and 2008.
Yes.
Olympics, he put up a tweet about it yesterday, which is very cool. And I'm going to, the next time I am at Raw or pay-per-view, whatever I'm doing with the WWE, because none of the guys, I went around and said, dude, did you see the new video? And no one had really seen it. So I'm sure next time I show up at Raw, which was very cool because I haven't talked since I showed up there in Laredo, Texas. That was
such a pop from – I can't believe that, bro. That was like – that was one of the best of the guys they brought back, the best.
Well, you know, I appreciate it. And I tell you, I was shocked. Not that I got a reaction. I've been to Laredo maybe once. But, you know, when I got in that ring and they started chanting DDP so loud, and I knew that the segment was short and I needed to get in and get out – it would have been cool to revel in that a little bit and let it get really loud. But I was thinking to myself as they were chatting DDP, I was thinking, wow, I must have done something right 10 years ago since I've been on that TV in over 10 years. And then Heath Slater took an amazing diamond cutter.
Oh, man.
He's been doing great with it, but
he really nailed it. And he's a good kid. I like that, you know. A lot of people feel they don't understand what's happening when these different legends come out and crush him or whatever they do. He's becoming relevant. You know, he's now stepping up and he's getting, you know, a spot. So then we'll see what he does with it after this. So it'll be interesting because the 1,000th episode is just 10 days away. So that's, you know, that's going to be very cool. For one of the things they said, if you watched Raw back to back to get 1,000 episodes, you'd have to watch Raw for 75 days. in a row.
That's insane.
So, okay, so let me get a few of these other announcements before we bring on our special guest here tonight. We have, like I said, the retreat is 1 week away. We started a Warrior of the Week, and this week is Chad Collins. He's the first guy to be given the awarded this. He gets a T-shirt, hats and horns, but he gets a T-shirt. He's dropped like 48 pounds in 4 months, or well, how many months? I can't remember right now because I've got so many people I'm working with. But he has done an amazing job, and he really jumped in and grabbed the whole of this, the whole workout, the eating plan. And he's actually doing a Biggest Loser competition at his work, and he won last month. So,
oh, nice.
That's very cool. Using DDP Yoga. You got to love that. And we're going to be giving out a T-shirt every week. And if you've already submitted, like you put in for this, because there's a lot. It was really tough picking, someone for the first one. But if you already submitted, you're in for the month now. And we will go from month to month, like what's today right now, the 14th. So it'll be like the 15th, and then the next 15th of the month. We probably should have waited until the first of the month to do it. But we were excited about doing it, and we got the 30-day challenge going right now. And so many people are writing really, really cool stuff on our Facebook, DDP Yoga. So if you got some kind of a little testimony or a little something you're thinking that will inspire people, go by there and just, I'm sure everybody's liked it, but if you haven't liked it, go by and like the Facebook DDP Yoga and leave a comment there about what's happening with your program or just leave comments on what people are leaving there, because that's inspirational. Everybody wants a little bit of pat on the back and know that people care. That's what makes the community on Team DDP Yoga as cool, and this whole thing with Facebook and having that there, we're almost at 8,000 members there too, or likes on there. So that's very cool.
Oh yeah, it's been huge.
Crazy, man, and that's how people say, so why should I listen to what you're saying, DDP? You're so passionate. You own the company. And I go, don't listen to me. Listen to me. Another very cool thing that happened was that me and Steve went there, and we brought Arthur to go to the Marines at Camp Lejeune in North Carolina. I went out there. I did a little 10-15 minute inspirational, talk of how I developed DDP Yoga, what it is, how we're going to do it. I showed Arthur's video, and then as soon as it was done, I said, please welcome Arthur Bormann. And he came running from the back. There was about 60, 70 Marines there. Ran in, came up there. The place went crazy. They were awesome. And then Arthur and I took them through some of the Diamond Dozen so they'd know exactly what they're doing, showed them what ignition was, and we were off and running. We had a hell of a workout. And I had like three guys that had heart monitors, and two of them were always way up in their zone. They're like, some of the guys that said lower to a knee like you're doing, that's good. Because even though these guys are Marines, this is a whole different type of conditioning, and some guys are a little overweight. They need that. So I had two guys in the zone, but there was always this one kid. He's like 6'2", about 210, and he's good body, good-looking kid. He's like 103, 108. 114. I go, dude, you're not engaging. He goes, yes, I am. I said, come up here right now. So I brought him up on stage, and I said, I'm going to tell you the same thing I told Chris Jericho, because when Jericho started doing this, he didn't care about the heart rate. He was sweating his ass off. He was getting stronger, and he was feeling better and younger, and he didn't really care about the heart rate because he didn't get his heart rate up that high. I said, Chris, if you can get your heart rate over 140 doing two touchdowns and two diamond cutters, you're going to have the greatest year of your life. Now, really tap into what I'm saying. And all I did was ignition, two touchdowns, and two diamond cutters. And when Chris got done, his heart rate said 137, 139, 140, 141, 142, and that's where it stopped. So I tell this kid that. I do the same thing with him when he gets to end. And Steve's filming all this. He's at 168.
Wow.
Couldn't get over. 114. Now he's at 168. It was like so proving that about the engaging in the muscles as you move from one position to another, jacks your heart rate up. I was so glad we had that on film. It was awesome. And the last thing I want to bring up is Comic-Con. I was there this weekend. Robert, you posted the picture with me and there was Sergeant Slaughter. Roddy Piper, Dust Rose, the American Dream, IRS, and Ted DiBiase. They were guys that got dressed up with them.
And they did great, too.
Yeah, picture looks great. So go by Facebook and like, you know, on the DDP Yoga Facebook and put a comment there if you see it. If you're a wrestling fan, especially from the 80s, because those guys are all so iconic, and especially having a whole group together, it was really awesome. And who else came by? I got to see Hurricane when I was down there, Shane Helms, and it was funny because he's wearing his mask and his Hurricane outfit and stuff. But that don't really stand out. Comic-Con, so everybody's dressed up like some damn thing. And then Justin came over from the WWE. He is the ring announcer that you see on TV from time to time, but he also brought Dolph Ziggler came, and our guest today, who is going to be on with us, came by to see me, the one and only Zack Ryder. And this guy right here, I have so many little similarities what he's doing with his career and that I did sort of like with mine, that we'll get to that as we talk. But the one of the things that amazes me is that he is the first self-proclaimed internet champion. He is a former U.S. champion, and I want to bring on the true Long Island story's own, the one and only woo-woo-woo, Zack Ryder. What's up?
What's going on, DDP?
Well, man, I'm glad you're on there because Robert never texted me and let me know you were on. So I figured Robert would have stopped me. So we'd have gotten that. I got so many questions to ask you. First of all, I got to say what's relevant. I see you and Ziggler and Justin. You guys leave. I pull up on the internet, and I hear you. I see your car got an accident. What the hell happened?
Yeah, we're just on our way back from Comic-Con, headed to the hotel. Also, we just got rear-ended from behind. You know, we all went flying in the limo. Luckily, we're all okay, but, you know, it's pretty scary. You know, there's no seatbelts in those things. We all went pretty, you know, pretty far.
Whoa, I didn't even realize it was a limo. I thought it was like a taxi or something. Oh,
no, it was a limo, yeah.
Like every night, you're not in your own car accident, right?
Exactly.
I will never forget, and I'm going to turn you on to this guy, Zach, guys. His name is Dr. Kenneth West. He literally is like Yoda, how he fixes your body and turns on muscles. And the first time, I was so beat up. I mean, my career probably would have ended right there or within a year or so because I was so beat up when I started my run with Savage. And I will never forget him working on me. And I didn't really know him, but I heard he was amazing. Luger had turned me on to him. And he looked at me and goes, "Have you been in a serious automobile accident?" That's what he said to me. I went, "Well, yes, yeah, sort of."
Yeah, I'm kind of worried.
So the bottom line is you're okay.
Yeah, we're all good. You know, a couple, you know, my neck's a little sore, but that's about it. You know, I'll be all right.
Hey, dude, but you need to follow up on that, you know, no matter what.
Yeah. Because, no, absolutely, yeah.
That's serious. And you take enough punishment. So do me a favor, before we even get, I have so many questions for you, and I'm sure the people are going to be calling in are going to be, you know, going to have a ton of questions for you as well.
House? Hello?
Yeah, we got you.
Yep.
There you go. Boys about it. Tell us a little bit about Zack Ryder. Like, how did you come into, you know, when you were in high school, were you an athlete?
Yeah, I wrestled in high school, yeah.
Oh, you actually wrestled? Oh, okay.
Yeah. My whole life, the only thing I wanted to be was a professional wrestler, being the WWE. Something I just never grew out of, you know, when I was a little kid, I told my parents, all my friends, hey, I'm going to be, you know, pro wrestler one day. And when it was time to, you know, move away to college, like all my friends, convinced my parents to stay home at community college. I found a wrestling school in New York. New York Wrestling Connection was trained by Mikey Whipwreck. They paid for my parents paid for my wrestling school. And a couple of years later, you know, everything fell into place. I got signed by the WWE. You know, I was very fortunate. You know, I started in 2003, and I was signed by 2006.
Wow. Wow. And how old were you in 2006,
I was 20. I signed when I was 20.
So you started at 17. Now, and I bring this up because there's so many kids and adults, you know, everywhere around that listen to this show, and it's really all about inspiration and following your dreams, whether it's to be back in shape from being, you know, like poor, you know, so many guys are gotten so out of shape that they, you know, they've gained hundreds of pounds. Their goal is to lose that weight and get in great shape. But, you know, it's also for people like kids who are listening that want to be that wrestler. How did you do it? Well, you focused in and started at 17. That was awesome, man. And Mikey actually trained you. So where did you go? What developmental league did you go to? Because I know you didn't go right into WWE.
No, after that, I moved down to McDonough, Georgia for Deep South Wrestling with Bill DeMott, Dave Taylor, and later Dr. Tom Pritchard. And then from there, I went to OVW with Al Snow. And 2007, Curt Hawkins and I made our debut as a tag team in WWE. So it was a pretty wild ride. You know, it all happened so fast.
Well, tell people what, because some people won't know what OVW means. Just explain a little bit what that was like.
OVW was, at the time, there was two developmental territories for WWE. There was Deep South Wrestling and OVW in Louisville, Kentucky. Both schools, they would train and bring up these new superstars. You know, everyone's come from lately, like John Cena came from OVW, Randy Orton came from OVW. You know, most of the guys that are there came from these two schools. So I was fortunate enough to go to both of them. So by the time I was called up to the WWE main roster, you know, I was pretty. I thought at the time I was ready to go, but then you know, you learn more and more each day, each year.
Right. Now, explain also, you have your own TV there, you work house shows, all that kind of stuff, right? It's not just a school.
Right, exactly. It's not just a school. You put on your own shows, you do house shows, you have your own TV, and you learn, you know, to cut promos, not just your in-ring work. You learn to develop your character. You learn everything you need to know to get ready to the WWE.
And that's so important because you have to get out in front of people to know if they're going to buy or not, right?
Right. I mean, you could have the greatest match in the world, you know, but if the people don't care about it, then was it really the greatest match ever, you know?
Right.
I mean, it could be as technically sound as possible, but if the people don't care, you need to learn how to interact with the people, interact with the crowd. You know, that's what it's all about, the people and their response.
So when you come to WWE, you and Kurt are tagging. I know you got the long hair. You sort of look like brothers. So
right.
When that breaks off, how? Because that's when that change happened. When was that that you started to develop the broski, and what made you do that?
Well, you know, my whole career, I was with Curt Hawkins. We didn't know each other growing up, but we both went to the same wrestling school at the same time. So we got, you know, we trained in New York together. We got signed together. We did developmental together. You know, then we were the major brothers in WWE. Then we became Curt Hawkins and Zack Ryder under Edge of the Edgeheads. So we were together like my whole career.
Wow.
And then they did the draft one year. I guess it was 2009, and split us up. And I knew like this was my chance to totally stand out. I had to totally be different. And I decided, you know, you always hear like the best characters are the person's personality. You know, with the volume turned up. And I never really understood what that meant until I did it myself. And, you know, the long hair, the rock star look, kind of like Edge, it looked cool and everything, but it wasn't really me, and I was never really 100% comfortable in my own skin. So, you know, I cut my hair and started acting like how I do around my friends, the goofy and, you know, party and stuff like that. And then, you know, slowly but surely it took off, and I got more and more comfortable when I realized who I really was and figured out ways to express myself so that people could relate to me.
I wanted to ask Zach. This is Sparky. So, as part of that, like your signature thing, like the Wooloo, was that before, or did that come in with this?
The woo-woo-woo, if you like, watch them, like John Morrison and The Miz, they had a web show called The Dirt Sheet, and they'd have Hawkins and I on as guests, and I would start doing the woo-woo there, because even towards the end of the Hawkins and Ryder run, we realized we needed to separate. We were just two guys who looked exactly the same. We had no real personality. So I decided, you know, I tried bringing out my real personality there. The woo-woo-woo was something, you know, I would do with my friends, like, out at the bars, like, to pick up girls. It never really worked. You know, a hot girl would walk by and be like, woo-woo-woo. Yeah, it was just some super good duo, and one day I was out with Mrs. Morrison, I was doing it at a bar, and they're like, what are you doing? I'm like, oh, that's what I say to my friends. Like, well, you don't say this on our web show on the Dirt Sheet. I'm like, all right. And then just kind of, you know, everything kind of happened for a reason. It just took off.
Yeah, that's huge. It's funny because it just, like, you know, in bowling, I was out bowling one night, and there's a guy down the lane, rolls a strike, and I hear this, woo, woo, woo. It's like, it's everywhere. It's like one of the hottest things for, you know, for what you're doing. It's pretty awesome.
Yeah, it's crazy. I mean, I'm sure all the people back in Long Island hate it because I've been saying it for years, annoying people, screaming it, you know, like shouting out car windows at hot girls. But I don't care, you know, whatever works.
But my favorite part of that whole story is you said, and I don't want it to get lost in everybody talking, you said, it never really worked.
Yeah.
That's awesome. That's awesome. So were they the first guys to do the internet thing? Because you took it to a different level with the whole Z True Long Island story. Like, where does that come from? Because that's how I started to know, because I wasn't watching over that period, wasn't watching WWE, and it was actually, and we'll give you a huge compliment here, it was Stone Cold Steve Austin who called me laughing and said, kid, you got, I'm sending you a video, this kid Zack Ryder. He goes, play it, call me back. He had sent me one of yours. Yo, what better compliment could you have than, you know, probably one of the grand poobars of the business, you know, that that he would put over your Long Island you know, videos that you're doing. Where does that come from?
Well, you know, like, my whole life, like I said, I wanted to be in the WWE, but I wanted, you know, I wanted to be at the top. And at the time, this was now, we're talking late 2010, early 2011, like, I just didn't feel like I was a superstar. You know, I was on the roster, you know, but I wasn't on Raw. You know, I was on, like, their Superstars TV show. Like, I was one of the only guys without an action figure, you know, one of the only guys without a promotional 8x10. You know, I'd be out, like, on the road. You know, you're at, like, an Outback, and someone wants 8x10s, and everyone you're riding with whipped out their 8x10, you know, and I have to sign, like, on a napkin or something, you know. It was, like, you know, it was embarrassing. You know, like, I'm in the WWE, like, I'm a WWE superstar, and, like, I realized the only way, you know, to get noticed, the only way to, you know, grab that brass ring is if I created my own opportunity, you know, and my parents, they got me a flip camera for Christmas, and I'm like, well, I never used it, I'm like, what am I going to do with this stupid camera, and then I'm like, well, let's try this YouTube thing out, you know, so in February 2011, I created Z True Long Island Story. I didn't know exactly what it was going to be, where it was going to go. I just thought it was a way to, you know, voice my opinions, you know. I'm like, at the time I was 26, was I 25? I don't even know, but I think I'm pretty, you know, I know what's going on in pop culture. I know all my friends are using YouTube and Twitter and Facebook, so I figured, hey, like, maybe I could use all this to get noticed. And, I mean, I got noticed, you know, but I didn't have this master plan. I just knew that nothing was enough, and I either needed to get noticed by WWE or just stop, you know, because I wasn't happy with my role, and I knew I either had to get to the top or just move on.
You did one, and, you know, I haven't seen them all, but I've seen quite a few, because, you know, they're entertaining. And anybody who's listening, even if you're not a wrestling fan, we have loads of people on this show that are not wrestling fans that come on and listen, because we'll get into talking about DDP yoga, we'll get into talking about eating properly, eating clean, whatever little tips for being gluten-free or whatever. But just for that, like, if you were going to say someone should Google or go onto YouTube and play, like, one show that stands out to you. Is there one that it does? Because anybody who's listening to this, Zach gets like over 100,000 hits on his YouTube, which is amazing. You know, and I know some are way over that, but I'm talking about in the first week you get like 100,000 hits. What would be one that sticks out to you?
My favorite, or one of my favorite episodes that I did, it was episode 17 of the True Long Island Story. It was I did a training montage, getting ready for Raw at NASA Coliseum, Long Island NASA Coliseum. So I just spoofed all the Rocky movies and, you know, just a workout training montage. And I had the Rocky song in the background. And it took me forever to edit, but I loved how it came out. I thought it was hilarious. So I think whether you're a wrestling fan or not, you'll definitely get a kick out of that one.
Well, let me ask you, Zach. Is that the one, and I don't remember, but it stands out in my head, and I'll smarten people up to what I'm saying before I say this. In our business, in the world of professional wrestling, if the people are starting to get with you, we call it getting over. In other words, getting over with the people. And I remember seeing this video where Zach is climbing up this 12-foot fence, and he's throwing his leg over, and it's like someone's pushing his leg back, and he throws his leg over, and so it's like he gets his leg thrown back by the Invisible Man. He goes, "I'm trying to get over." Was that in that video?
That was a different one, but that was one of my favorites as well. That was just great, and I wasn't sure if, like you said, if people would know, like, or catch on to the term. But once I put it up, the response I got was phenomenal. People got it, and they loved it.
Yeah, I think wrestling fans, people who watch, they love the inside term, the jobber, you know, the guy against Joe, you know, who loses the match all the time, you know, the kayfabe, don't talk at first. If they know inside words, they're like, "I know wrestling."
Right.
And of course, which of course brings them into judging our whole match like they could even take an arm bar. You know, that was unbelievable. But, yeah, I thought that was excellent. I can't tell you, people who are, you know, listening, you got to subscribe to the Z Long Island True Stories. I mean, they're the True Long Island Stories, whatever. I always screw that up, just like people call me Dallas Diamond Page. But they are very, very entertaining. I was talking to Nash yesterday, and he had just seen the video, like Arthur's video, and we hadn't talked, God, like in 5 weeks, because anybody who's going out there, see Magic Mike, Kevin plays Tarzan in that movie. He's also the bodyguard in Rock of Ages show. He didn't really have any lines in that, but he's all through that movie because as one of the bodyguards, he's carrying a chimpanzee and he made a ton of money. But the Magic Mike movie has been awesome for him. And so we hadn't talked for like, God, since the whole thing blew up. And he told me, he goes, "Dude, I pulled up MSN, you know, one day, and I thought he was going to say he saw the Arthur video, but it wasn't that. He saw trending words, and I guess the top 10 trending words that come out there every day, they put them up on MSN, and it said Dallas Diamond Page."
Oh, my God.
But, hey, it all comes together in CDP, so I thought that was really funny, you know, that would be out there like that. So back to getting over and getting the people behind you. For me personally, and there's a lot of, you know, a lot of similarities, not our ages, because you started, you know, much earlier than I did, but sort of like not taken seriously, you know. Neither one of us were taken seriously, and I got it over with a move and a hand sign when I throw that diamond cutter sign and 20,000 people do it. You got to say that guy's getting over, you know. But you did it with this internet, and I one of the other things I thought was brilliant, that you would, like, the fan of the week or the broski of the week, and you would actually got people putting signs up of you, and you would focus in on them. What made you think of that?
I just thought that one way to you know, to help the show and to help the progress of the show was to get the fans involved. Like, they were actually, you know, because without these fans, without my broskies, I would have never gotten on WWE TV. Like, they're the reason, you know, they brought their Zack Ryder signs. They would chant, "We want Ryder," when I wasn't on the shows. So I had to, like, thank them in some way. And I felt like if I made them feel like they were part of the show, you know, they would, you know, do it even more. So I'd have Sign of the Week, which would encourage people to bring their signs. Or I'd have Broski of the Week, which is, you know, encourage people to make videos. Just, I just wanted the fans to be a part of this, and because they were a part of it, I wanted them to know that, you know, it wasn't just me doing this. I was doing this for all of them too, and I think they really recognize that.
That's awesome. That's awesome. And we're going to open up the lines. And Robert, what's the phone number?
It is 347-994-1216.
Say that one more time, bro, because I had a little muffle when you said that.
It's 347-994-1216.
So call in if you've got any questions for Mr. Ryder here, the broski. And I got one other thing I want to talk about. And when you see someone like a Chris Jericho, and of course this works into another reason why I wanted to have you on the show, because you actually do the program. You put it on Twitter, whatever you do, or whatever you want to just get a little soundbite out there, and I always really appreciate that. But one of the things that you always say, and I found myself saying it too because it's really smart, when you say, so like me on Facebook, follow me on Twitter, and watch me on YouTube, I'm like, damn. I thought I had all the answers. You got them all, like, lied that, dude. You are a promoting machine. That is awesome on so many different levels. So when you saw Jericho coming in, because you would come up to me and started talking about DDP yoga, because I didn't really go around to people because I didn't want to be like, hey, you want to do my program? That wasn't it. You guys came to me. So what did you think when you saw Jericho come back in, career-ending injury, and he came back, and, you know, all of a sudden he's out there shaking it down with guys 15, 20 years younger than him?
Yeah, Jericho, he came back. He was in fantastic shape, the best shape I've seen him in years. And I'd seen that he'd been tweeting, you know, about the DDP yoga. And so I contacted him, like, bro, is this legit? And he's like, you got to try it out. It changed my life. And at that moment, I was like, well, that's all the answer I need. You know, and that's when me and you got in contact. And, you know, it's great. You know, what can you say about it? You know, all the testimonials, you know, they speak for themselves. You know, this is legit. I love it.
And let me ask you, because it's more about your core strength, your flexibility. But, I'm actually going back. When I come back from Mexico, because so many people love to lift weights still, but, you know, this becomes your cardio, your flexibility, and your core strength to keep you from getting injured. And let's get away from professional wrestlers or professional athletes, because that's your job. Of course you're going to do that, you know, once you understand it and know it. But for the regular guy who still wants to keep, you know, that he has that weight thing, like Eagle said, can I do both? Of course. I mean, you're a perfect example if you can do both. But when I come back from Mexico, I'm going to do a whole video thing. And for 6 months, I'm going to go back in the gym. I'm not going to lift heavy. I'm going to lift medium because I don't want to. That's the biggest fear I have is my ego laying on that bench or, you know, something stupid. I pull something
right.
And I go and grade at 56. They're like, oh, my God, I hurt myself in those stupid weights again. But, you know, I'm going to actually do that and, you know, document that. And, you know, and this way you can see, yeah, you can do both. You know, I say you mix it with anything. But if you look at a guy like Jericho, yeah, that's all he's doing. You know, so, but, you know, he also, that's all he wants to do. And he fits 10 pounds of shit into a 2 pound bag every day, sometimes
right.
20 pounds. Sure. So, Robert, do we, first of all, we got Kate. Kate is our sitting in for Stacy. Kate, before I open the lines and bring any of the, and Robert, tweet me or text me, I should say, because I don't have my iChat on because I'm actually hooked into my computer today. Text me whoever we have online, who's what their names are, and I'll bring them on. But, Kate,
okay.
Any questions going into this before we start this for Zach?
Oh, Lordy, God, you put me on the spot. Actually, I have like 90 of them while I was listening to him, and I'm totally going to go check out his YouTube show because I don't watch wrestling, guys. I'm sorry. It's an ex-husband thing. Kind of like I won't cheer on the Bears. But you got my curiosity going with his YouTube shows. So I will check that out. And I do remember one question. Do we have time for it?
Yeah, go ahead.
So, Zach, you're doing DDP yoga, and you talk
right.
a lot about creating your character for WWE. Do you see the transformation, or maybe you didn't have a major transformation, but did you see a transformation that was kind of like recreating yourself when you started the DDP yoga?
Well, the DDP yoga is great for me because, you know, we're on the road 5 days a week, sometimes, it's impossible to, to get into a gym, So what's great about the DDP yoga is I just pop it into my laptop and I just do it in my hotel room. It's great. So I love that, the stress of, finding a gym, tracking out a gym, it's eliminated, when I wake up at my hotel room or I'm about to go to sleep, I just pop in a disc and do it, get my workout in for the day, and I love it. Even at home, we're home for a day and a half, 2 days, sometimes I don't want to go all the way to the gym, so I just pop it in and I'll do it right there on my TV. I never thought I'd be the guy doing the yoga. I got the yoga mat in my living room. I love it. It's great.
That's awesome. Cool. I love that story. Good question. Good question, Kate. Okay, Robert, did you text me some of the
stuff we have? Yeah, I did. I sent you a couple texts.
Okay, here you are. Okay. Oh, here we go. All right. Well, let's bring Doug on. Is that our Doug, the Monster Motivator, Doug?
That's right.
Yep, me.
Yo, Dougie, welcome to the show, man.
Thank you.
You had a question for Mr. Ryder here?
No, just a comment because of how long I've been doing this stuff. I'm just happy to see anybody, especially a guy who, because especially knowing you and how beat up you've been, that gets to find out how this will help them at such a young time in their career, when they're under 30. So, I'm just happy about that. So I guess the only question I would have is how happy are you or excited that you actually found this before you were way over the edge of being beat to hell?
I mean, this is great. I mean, this is so good to prevent, injuries, to prevent, my body from, breaking down later in life, Right now, I'm 27. Hopefully, I'll be doing this for a lot longer. So to know all the stretches and work on the core, it's just things I should have been doing years ago, but now I'm doing them now, and better late than ever, right? And hopefully, I'll be doing it for years to come.
Yeah, and that is pivotal. It's pivotal about being the preventative maintenance part of it. And you had talked to me about that. And also Damien Sandow, he said, Dia, I'm not hurt at all. I feel great. He goes, my body feels strong. He goes, but I know what's coming. You don't have to be a brain surgeon. You need to understand that, if I keep beating my body like that and drinking and partying and beating up my body like that, maybe I'll be really effed up later on. And unfortunately, so many guys are. And, again, that's a good comment there, Dougie. Our next caller, we got Dave. Dave, what's up? Welcome to the show. You got a question for Mr. Ryder.
Hey, Dallas. How are you?
Good, buddy.
Good. One more week from Mexico, so I'm pretty excited about that.
That's awesome, man. One week away.
1 week. 1 week. Hey, Zach. How you doing?
I'm good. How are you, bro?
I'm doing good. Doing good. It's interesting. Dallas brought up the weight training aspect with DDP yoga, and that's kind of where my question lies. How do you integrate? I know that you mentioned that you can do the DDP yoga when you can't get to a gym. I mean, are there times when you're doing DDP yoga and weight training on the same day? And when you do that, do you do anything differently, weight training than, you normally would if all you did was weight training?
No, I think that's what's great about the DDP yoga is that you can do it by itself or with the weight training. I don't know if I would do it back-to-back. I don't know if my body or, could handle all that at once, but I'll do the DDP yoga, for instance, in the morning, and then go to the gym later at night, but I mean, hey, if you can do it all together, go ahead. But for me, I need to break it apart. Sometimes I do the energy in the morning before I even eat breakfast. I don't even know if it's a mental thing or what. I just feel like it just wakes me up for the day and just gets me going. And I love it.
Cool. Now, how many days a week do you find yourself doing DDP yoga? I mean, I'm sure it varies, because of your schedule with WWE and everything. But, do you find it, generally 2 to 3 days a week, 4 days a week?
I mean, it honestly depends on the week. There's been weeks where I'll do it one day. There's weeks where I'll do it all seven, It all depends. Okay. As long as I get it in there.
Okay. It's funny because so many of the guys, people don't understand our schedules. It's still my schedule because I'm traveling all over, but not like you are. I mean, you have the most hellacious, and for anybody who doesn't know this, when, especially, you know, Zach, you could be on the road, you know, 270 days a year. Am I correct?
Yeah, absolutely.
All across the world. Like, literally, these guys will get done, you know, wrestling on a, you know, on a SmackDown, hop on a plane and fly halfway across the world. And I'm not being exaggerating. I mean, halfway across the world.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Plane, get on a bus, drop off your stuff, go to the building and wrestle again. And then do that for 9 straight days. Get another Raw in, come back in, be off for 37 hours, and go back out again. You know, the wear and tear. And one of the things that, you know, Zach will see as he, you know, gets older, he's still, God, I'm 26, 27 years old. I'm still 8 years before I even start. So once I started doing it, it became part of my workout at the building, you know, because I want to have my body warm at all times. But I was in my 40s. Hopefully, Zach will be retired, have plenty of money, and he's going to run in his 40s. But the bad part about it, he's been doing it since he was 17 and loves it so much, he'll want to do it in his 40s. And, hell, I did it the other night at 56, you know. So, yeah, not wrestled full, but just hit the diamond cutter, man. You still can't fake gravity. Hey, Davey, thanks for calling in, man. Appreciate it. Okay, let me just go to our deal. We got Eric. Hey, Eric, how you doing, buddy? Welcome to the show.
Hey, Diamond, how you doing? Sparky, I'm glad to hear you back. And Shane, welcome to the show. Zach, I wanted to applaud you because you basically reinvented yourself. I mean, we're all trying to reinvent ourselves with DDP Yoga, but you reinvented your career using social media, and I see you everywhere now. I was in Best Buy earlier today, and I look on the wall, and there's Zack Ryder DVDs everywhere. And I want to thank you for inspiring us because you never gave up. You know, you always try to inspire to be more, and that's very powerful for us. In the DDP community. Now, my question is: every time I turn on Raw, you're always getting beat up somehow. You know, and I'm like, how does he get up from that? And I'm wondering, how has the DDP Yoga helped you?
The DDP Yoga has helped me because, you know, when I'm at the gym, well, typically when I'm at the gym, you know, I try to get in and out, you know, so much things to do while I'm on the road, you know, so I don't properly stretch, you know, I just get in there, you know, hit the weights and leave. So the DDP Yoga is really, it forces me to stretch, it forces me to take care of my body, and that's what I love, and I also get a great workout at the same time, you know, which is perfect for someone like me.
Okay. Now, my next question is kind of like my imagination is running wild here. I'm thinking about all these other wrestlers that are doing DDP yoga. And I'm wondering, when you guys are staying at hotels, do you guys get together and powwow and do routines?
Some of the guys might. I don't know. I like to work out by myself. So some of the guys might, totally. Yeah. I'm the guy at the gym with his hat pulled down low and his headphones put in, you know?
Okay, great. All right. Well, thank you so much, Zach.
No problem, bro.
Hey. You know, the only thing, bro, that he said there that, you know, is so you know, so cool about your story is, you know, even though you're, I don't believe you would have walked away. I believe you would have kept going until it hit there, and you made it happen. But, you know, getting beat up at the end of the show, my mom used to go, do they have to beat you up every night? Does your mother say that to you? Does your mother say that to you?
Yeah, all the time. You know, people don't get it. You know, it's like my friends or people on Twitter. Like, but yeah, just being out there, and I love it. You know, win, lose, or draw. You know, it doesn't matter to me.
And getting the people to react—that's awesome. Yes,
exactly.
Yeah, I want to jump in too on something that Jersey said. And I think one of the coolest things that DDP and you have in common is like sort of bringing the people in, and you've got the originals people champ, you know, internet champion. What you guys do. And that resonates so well with Team DDP Yoga that's out there. And just the fact that you mention it to somebody who has just come into the program is so huge for them, motivating them, pushing them forward. Because it just gives them such a big pop just even that you're associated with it. So, you know, for me, I got to thank you guys because I love that. And I know it's really good for the community and so motivating.
Can I jump in on that? I think that was, I think that, and I was kind of thinking about this as well while we were listening.
what you guys have learned on bringing the people in and inventing yourselves is really what I think is going to bring DDP yoga beyond any other fitness system, just for the sheer fact that you're now accountable to all these people on a website. So when you fail yourself, which we didn't get injured and heavy because, you know, we never failed ourselves. When you fail yourself, you're used to that. That's okay. But when you have to fail in front of other people, the ego kicks in and it keeps you going. And the fact that everybody's so welcoming, I mean, it's fantastic. So it's great that you guys brought that, you know, Dallas, that you brought that from the wrestling industry into our little soiree of going away from being fat and unhealthy.
Yeah, Zach, one thing you don't really know about this, because it's not in your world, but they keep talking about the community. Team DDP Yoga is a site that I set up like Facebook, you know, and it took like 3.5 years to get like 1,000 people, and maybe 60 or 70 people were active. And then it took another year to get another 1,000 people. And then when that Never Give Up Arthur video, which I got to send you that, bro, because I want you to tweet that out and say, I want you to say what you think of it, though. Like I was saying at the top of the show, Shaun White, just, you know, the gold medalist for 2006 and 2008, said one of the most inspirational videos he's ever seen. Guy's won 2 gold medals. That's pretty strong, you know, but something like that, you know, that what, like you look at it and see, because I don't know if you had seen that one or not, but the community, it's sort of like me running out into the crowd that I get the people involved, because I started with one person and calling them up on the phone, and you know, it started with Arthur, the disabled veteran, and then I'd call up another person, and then I'd help them. If they put the work in, I helped them. Now, instead of me having to talk to one person, now we're at 7,000 people, you know, in like 2 months. You know, so it just really exploded, and you're that guy too. So it's really going to be, I'm going to really enjoy not just watching your career, but what you do after with it, because it is so much of, you know, what you do when you get done. And so many guys aren't ready for that, you know, because they just, absolutely, especially guys who started really young. So that's like, you know, I want to talk to you about that as time goes on. Like, what's the next goal, you know, so you could be preparing for that now. And maybe it's a video producer. I don't know.
Social media guru.
Yeah, so something, you know, whatever, you know, how do you put that together? Okay, let's go to the next one. We got Mike coming up there. Mike, you got a question for Zach.
What's up, DDP? What's up, Zach?
How's it going?
I just wanted to say, I don't think anyone's, or this is part DDP philosophy, part like wrestling question, but I don't think anyone since DDP has exemplified the whole living life in 90% mantra, which is like 90% of life is what you do with what the 10% gives you. I really dig the old school kind of completely modern way that you got yourself over. Like back in the day, like guys like Vince would take over his dad and grab the Crockett and Bill Watts. They give you an opportunity, and what you did with that opportunity would make or break you. And in the current state of like creative teams and guaranteed contracts, a lot of the time your success is out of your hands. You make your own success. What is it? What was it for you not to just collect in your downside guarantee and get yourself over like that?
I mean, it's something I had to do because, like I said before, I didn't want to just be another guy in the roster. I wanted to be on top, and I knew I didn't want to, you know, be one of those guys who blames, you know, everybody else. You know, that's not me. I don't want to be bitter in life. You know, I don't want to complain. You know, I want to look at myself in the mirror and say, okay, I gave it all I had, and if I fail, I failed. But, you know, I knew I still had something else to give and something else to show the world. And I figured out, using social media, using Twitter, Facebook, YouTube, everything, that was my way to get people to realize who Zach Ryder was, that I wasn't just some guy on TV that lost all the time. You know, I had a lot more to offer, and I think once people, you know, once they realized, like, I was giving them the real me, letting them into my life, they felt like they were part of, you know, part of the Ryder Revolution, you know, you can say, and they were helping me get to the top, and I think that's what the perfect formula was, like me letting them in and being like, guys, I need your help. Help me out. Let's do this together.
That's what I think about you, too, is, I mean, there's 40 guys in the WWE right now wearing black boots, black trunks, cropped hair, and then there's Zack Ryder in neon pink and purple and a pimp jacket and over-the-top sunglasses. Like, there's 50 guys walking in one direction, and you're, like, sprinting in the other. Is that, like, a conscious decision, or did you, like, you're like, over-the-top, and so many people are just playing it straight edge right now. Is that, like, Was that a conscious
decision? Yeah, I mean, when I first Hawkins and I, we split. For a while, I was wearing one-legged tights, you know, because
yeah.
I knew I had to look, like, different. So even if they didn't know my name, we said, oh, that's the guy with the one-legged tights, you know what I'm
yeah.
saying? Like, I needed to, you know, just figure out what do I have to do to get people's attention? What do I have to do to stick out? And I'm still, you know, thinking of new ways every day of trying to, you know, be different and be, you know, if over the top is what I have to do, then okay, whatever it takes to just get noticed and get recognized, you know, because, like, you know what they say, like, if people are talking bad or good, at least they're talking about you, you know, and that's all I want.
Though. It's really refreshing because it's different, and that's what you need right
yeah.
now is different, you know?
Absolutely,
yeah,
right.
Great comment, Mikey. Great comment. And Mikey, he actually used to work independence for years, and he beat the hell out of his body. That's why he started doing DDP yoga. Because he gave
him, my doctor told me 3 years ago, 3 years away from hip replacement. Now I'm in the best shape of my life.
That's great to hear.
Yeah, I love that. And I was with when I was with Zach at the last TV in Laredo. I looked down and he's got the tights on that have the belt, the internet belt, right?
Yeah.
Actually, like sewn into the tights. So that made me pop. Let me ask you, the Rider Revolution, is that, because I know you have so many from Bro, Are You Serious to Woo Woo Woo. You've got so many taglines. Is that another one you've already used, the Rider
yeah,
Revolution?
I've used the Rider Revolution. What's crazy is a lot of these taglines, like the Rider or Riot, stuff like that, it's come from fans who were, like, early on were bringing signs to shows, Rider or Riot. I'm like, oh, that's pretty catchy, Rider or Riot. I like that. You know, or Rider Revolution, join the Rider Revolution. All stuff that, you know, that's what I love about Beach Long Island Story and this whole ride. It's the fans and my broskies, they've all been doing it with me. You know, I got people on my show. You know, like, I taught myself how to video edit, so I edit the shows, but I'm not good at, like, Photoshop or graphic design. So I have something in my head, I have an idea in my head, but I don't know how to put it, you know, on paper or put it on a computer screen. So there's this guy I met off Twitter, this guy Steve, and he's been doing my logos for the whole time. I tell him, hey, bro, I need this, 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 and this, and then he sends over the logo, I put it into the show. It's just, there's another guy who screen caps the sign of the week and sends it over. It's just everyone's helping out, and it's great. I love it.
And wrestling fans just want to be involved. I mean, Robert, right here.
You know,
I was already out of the business for years, but Robert was a fan, and he, you know, we ended up talking. And next thing I know, he's like my main web guy and developing all web stuff. And I always tell other wrestlers, I go, dude, fans want to do things for you. You know, they want to be able to be involved. They'll help you. And as you know, some fans can really be pains in the asses. But the cool ones don't bother you. They get in and they pull, you know, going, dude, no, you can call me. It's okay. You know,
right.
That's really cool. Okay, so our next guy, we got two more, three more, Zach, and then we're out of here. Russell, hey, buddy, how you doing, man? Welcome to the show. Got a question for Zach?
Got a question and a report, too. A couple questions, actually, for Zach. First of all, our report, my day 150 just passed. I've lost 31 pounds, and I actually posted a video of me on YouTube trying on a size 2X shirt for the first time, and the thing fit.
That's
great. I
already
own a size 2X shirt in like 6 years.
And
actually,
that's awesome.
It's actually one I got in honor of UDP. It actually says on it, self high five.
Awesome. Yeah, that is totally awesome.
I have a couple different questions for you, Zach. The first one, obviously, you got a lot of people surrounding you with the D True Hollywood, True Blue Long Island Story. How many of them have you gotten to do any DDP yoga with you? Have you got your dad or the Big O or you know, even Belding or any of those guys doing it with you?
As of now, I'm the only one doing it, but my dad definitely is interested. My dad's in his late 50s. He does competitive bodybuilding, like, on the side. And,
he looks amazing.
He looks
incredible.
He looks better than me. Yeah, he's in better shape than I am. But he definitely wants to start doing the yoga. I'm going to maybe start doing it with him. But whoever wants to, you know, try it out, I'll promote it on my Twitter. It's great. Yeah, you got to give it a try. It'll definitely change your life, whether you're someone who's just looking to supplement your workouts or someone who's looking to work out for the first time or workout. for the first time in years. It's definitely it's great for all different levels.
That's cool to hear.
You got a wrestling question? You got a wrestling question there, bro?
Kind of surrounding the going back to your internet series, the whole thing going on between you and Ziggler. Is this more of a work to get you to do the whole internet champion thing at WrestleMania 29, or is this actually something that's getting long-term booked?
I mean, he challenged me on my YouTube show for the championship of WrestleMania 29. I accepted it. If WWE wants to go with it, great. I mean, the match is going to happen whether it's at WrestleMania or in the parking lot before. That's all I can say.
Nice.
That's determination.
Hey, Russell, thanks for calling in. Boy, that's awesome, man. Okay, we got Bill. We got two more guys. Bill, welcome to the show, buddy.
Hey, thanks, DDP. Really don't have a lot of questions. The guys on before me pretty much asked everything I wanted to know.
Awesome. That's good. You got a statement?
Yeah, hell yeah. This program is the best thing I've ever done. I got my wife involved. I had knee surgery back on the 28th and took me about 8-9 days to recoup, and I was actually able to start off with energy, and I'm back up to doing fat burner, red hot core in the morning, and diamond cutter in the evening.
That's awesome, man. Hey, man. That's it. Yeah, and I came back. I remember you saying sort of seeing something where you had the knee surgery, and you know, that's how I rehab myself back, you know. And I do tell anybody who's doing that, I didn't do the bike when I was rehabbing my knee, but hopefully I won't have to do that again. But at some point I'll have to have my knees replaced. I know at least one of them will have to be replaced at some point. I'll try to push that off as long as I can again. But the bike is also awesome for any kind of rehab on a knee, too, so anybody's listening to that. And ice your body. Zach, let me ask you, have you started? Like, I know a lot of the guys ice when they have to get done with a match because they're beat up or whatever, but have you started icing your body yet on any kind of preventative maintenance type operation?
I actually have not. That seems like a great idea.
Then I'm going to write down. I tell everyone on, you know, who's part of the whole Team DDP Yoga site, go to Walgreens, and they've got these blue – I was telling Ziggler about it the other day because I saw he had the plastic bag with the wrap wrapped around his – to help his back. And I was like, dude, can I give you a tip? And he said, sure. I said, go to Walgreens, get the blue bag, and it looks like a blue hot water bottle with a screw-on lid. And you fill it with ice, you fill it up, and then you take the air out because what happens is the ice melts, it creates air. Because of the ice, get in the ice. And so you just got to open the thing by crack, you push out the air, and then you screw it back on. And like I literally would put it between, I still do today, put it between my back and my, whether it's my sweats or my jeans or whatever, and I put the ice bag there. For my knees, I put them on my knees, and I take an ace bandage and wrap them around so I can walk around with my knees. And I've also put them under my T-shirt so they look like I would call shoulder my pants. And when at the end, bro, at the last year of my career, I left both knees, the back, and shoulders walking from, working the main event or semi-main or wherever I was working to the car all iced up, And the guy, I was the first guy to ice my body, and guys, when I first started, mocked me, laughed at me. Now they see you got like three trainers there some days. They realize we got to take care of you guys. Especially, if there are steroids in the WWE, I don't see them. And when I say I don't see them, I don't see them on guys' bodies. These guys, and steroids, whether it's testosterone, DECA, whatever it is, it helps you heal your body. Especially when the problem is people overdo them. But there are no steroids. There's no painkillers. You got to have a script for everything, and they moderate that stuff. So here's their new painkiller, DDP Yoga, and ice your body. because that's and that's how you stay ahead of it. So, Zach, I'm going to tell you, next time I see you, you better have at least one of those blue ice bags, and it'll start to change your life again there. Last question, and this was a really this guy very easily could have been Warrior of the Week, and he may be next week as well. This is a guy who's really put the work in. I'm really proud of this guy, and am of Russell too for what he has gone through to lose that 31 pounds, getting a double X large their shirt. Boomer, how are you, brother?
Hey, how you doing? How you doing, Dal?
Great, man.
First of all, I want to congratulate Russell. Russell, great job. Great job. I didn't get to see your pictures, but when I get back, I'm on vacation now. I'm actually in Seaside Heights near, I guess, where Dallas was born, near Point Pleasant, right? So
Jersey Shore.
Yeah, I'm actually at the Jersey Shore. I just checked in, and I got on the call late. So I didn't hear. I knew Zach had some kind of car accident. I didn't hear that part, but he must be fine, and I'm glad to hear that. So
thanks, bro. Yeah, it's all good.
And I will check. I'm not a wrestling fan. I'm a Bruno Sammartino wrestling fan and Pedro Morales way back in the 70s.
I
will check out your YouTube because you mentioned Rocky, and I'm from Philly. So I like Rocky. I'm a boxing fan. So I'll check out that number 17 one and see, because obviously a lot of people like you, and I'll see if I can get into wrestling by watching one of your YouTube things.
Well, great. Thanks, Phil.
Yeah, and to the guy before me, the Bill, who had the knee surgery, I had knee surgery right before I started DDP yoga. And Dallas is actually the one that talked me through a lot of this. I had the knee surgery. I started doing all the workouts 5 days a week, 7 days a week. And then what happened was I actually had to get my knee drained because I was doing too much. And I didn't do what the doctor said, which was ride the bike, which is what Dallas just said. You know, that's part of your rehab is to ride a bike. So now, instead of doing the 30-day challenge that Dallas has out there, I actually go to the gym 3 days a week, and I ride the stationary bike, or I swim, which is another thing they want you to do. And then I do my DDP yoga, 3 to 4 days a week, although I do breathing every day, and I do wake up every day, and I do red hot core almost every day. So I guess I do one. While I'm down the shore, though, I don't have a bike and I don't have a gym, so I brought my Manduka mat, and Doug wanted to know about that. Doug, the Manduka mat, best thing I ever bought. Best thing, best investment I ever made, that Manduka mat. I brought that down with me. I got the DVDs. I'm going to be doing, for the whole time I'm down the shore, I'll be doing my DDP yoga instead of riding the bike. But my knee feels great, and that's another reason is Dallas is the one that told me to buy the ice bag, that blue ice bag that you can buy at Walmart or Walgreens. I bought one of them when he told me to. Took the air out, and I used to have a wraparound one, but the one you said to buy is perfect, and it works. And I do it, after I get done any yoga routine or any exercise, I put it on there whether it hurts or not. So hopefully that helps Bill, a little bit with his rehab. And I just want to check in with everybody and just say hello. And one last thing I wanted to push. I sent a video out, but I want to say it to the whole community. It's whatever we can do for Steve Yu and for Inspire the Movie, because Arthur's movie inspired me to join. I would have never joined. I would have never done yoga had I not seen that and seen what Dallas did for Arthur. I would have never, ever have done this, even though people tried to push me into doing it, my doctors. And I want to see the rest of the people that are on that movie. Because maybe, there's other people that haven't seen, that have seen Arthur's movie, and they didn't get inspired. I don't know why. I got inspired when I saw it. But I want that movie made because there are so many people out there that just need something to inspire them, and then they can change their lives. Like we're changing our lives. And, it's through clean eating and it's through, putting in the work. It's a clean eating, though. I mean, that really it is a clean eating. You have to want to make that decision to eat right. So,
I'm so glad you, Boomer, I'm so glad you said that because we didn't get food at all. And Zach, I mean, he's shredded. all the time. He's in awesome shape, and I know you're young too, so you can still pretty much, you know, eat what you want when you're your age. But what do you do to say like contest ready, TV ready all the time? What are you eating, bro?
It's hard, believe it or not. Like on the road, obviously Dallas, you know, it's like after a show, you got to drive 300 miles or so. You don't want to sit down at a restaurant if there's even one open. You want to get to the next town. So a lot of the times it's fast food and just trying to pick the
really
it's horrible for it. Yeah, and like
oh
I wish
God.
It wasn't. I wish I was picking a salad or something.
I look at your dad, and he's a freak. He's 50. He's 50-something, right? 50?
Yeah, late 50s, yeah.
Late? His old man is unbelievable shape. So you've got a crazy genetic package. I'm going to be talking to you more when I see you at Next TV, bro, about what you're eating, though. and you have a whole system around that, how to get around that as well. But, you know, you're lucky right now, so it really does make a difference, you know, as you get older. But again, you're young, so I'm glad I asked that question, though, because we're gonna have a long talk about that. And I don't want to take more time, the Broski's time here, but I want to thank Robert for coming on here and running the show, and Kate for stepping in for Stacy, and great to have Sparky back and running the show when I'm not here. I want to especially thank who I'm going to start calling the new people's champion, Zach. The Broski Rider,
wow.
with that never give up attitude. Anyone
hell
who's
yeah.
listening, make sure you go to Z True Long Island Story. Check out my boy here. See what he's doing. If you weren't a wrestling fan, you will be a Zack Ryder fan. You will pull on and be watching what he's doing right there. And all I got to say is, woo, 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 you killed it today. Thanks for coming on the show. Everybody
that
else.
Got me on.
You've been marvelous, but see ya! Thanks, man. Kicked it today, man. That was a great workout, man.
The powerbomb set up by Paige.
Oh!
Into the Diamond Cutter!
I don't believe it! Diamond Cutter out of the powerbomb!
We're going home.
You've been listening to DDP Radio. Tune in again next week for another edition of DDP Radio with more great guests, inspiration, and news from Diamond Dallas Page and Team DDP Yoga. Keep up all the great work, and most importantly,
own your life.
Talk Radio.